Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sun coming up. Mike Brooks and Dunn bringing this back only in America. Welcome back, 7 Till. Wrapping up our Independence Day in America show, 19th consecutive live Independence Day broadcast. Happy 4th of July, America. Americans, wherever you are. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, the author of the political column Mullings.com, former press secretary for Dan Quayle and Newt Gingrich back in the day. I've got to ask you in a minute about that, Rich, but before we do, we polled our audience with this question this week. As we contemplate Independence Day, how do you feel about the future of America? 80%, actually about 79% said America is in trouble, but we still have time to turn it around. And all the rest of the 20% was between America's days are ahead, best days are ahead, they're behind, or the whole world is going to hell. And so 80%, about 80% said we're in trouble, but we can turn things around. What do you think?
Well, that's the American optimism, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're known for throughout the world. I read my annual 4th of July column is a conversation between me and Tim Russert, once who I had, speaking of New
Don't Gingrich, tell it again, because I don't want to cry. I've already read it, and I don't want to cry again.
But, I mean, the point is that we both ended up sobbing talking about our dads.
Yeah.
My father was a Jewish upholsterer. His father was a garbage man.
He's telling it anyway.
But the point is that it was a time when they had absolute parents had absolute confidence that we would have a better life.
Yeah.
Than they had, and I'm not sure that that confidence exists for my our generation. You're in my generation.
I'm concerned
down
about
to our
it.
Kids.
I'm concerned about it. I do. I believe. You know. I said that 08 was a Rubicon election. And I said 12 was surely the Rubicon election. But I have to say, and I mean this, I really do mean this time. I think this is it, based on so many factors that are different now. I believe 2016 is a Rubicon election. What do you think?
Well, it could be, and if that's the case,
I think we could not recover from this one.
Well, if we're crossing the Rubicon, I don't know about yours, but my boat's leaking.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the future of America?
Oh, I think that, you know, we will see what happens, of course, and you and I are, you know, kind of at the tail end of things, so it's not
fourth quarter. That's what I said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's our kids and our grandchildren that we're really kind of concerned about, and I think that somebody's got to, not somebody, but some group of people have to get their heads together and say, we've got to tone this thing down, we've got to get along better, we've got.
Is it possible for any one or two people to inspire all Americans?
Sure.
Like
oh,
we have in the past.
I mean, it always is. The danger is when you look at the polls what people think about our institutions. The only ones that really score well are the military and first responders. Everything
and small
else,
business.
Is, you know, and small business. Exactly.
Yep.
But again, it's that you have to.
We've lost our institutions, haven't we?
And for good reason. I think that the
quick question. But I want to, before we wrap it up. One of your old bosses, someone you worked with during his heyday, Newt Gingrich, is actually being mentioned as a possible VP candidate, but for Trump. Could that be true?
Oh, sure. And if it is,
do you think that's a good idea?
No, I don't. But I think it's a horrible idea. What they think is that if he chooses Gingrich. It means they're going to keep running the same offense. They're just going to keep hitting the line. No finesse passes, no changes. This is our
diddly,
game plan.
Diddly up the middle.
You can stop it. Yep.
I'd be darned. But where's the political? I mean, other than brute force, where's the political nuance in that? There's nothing.
Well, political. The last time political nuance
the
counted.
Battleground states. What does that do for the battleground states?
Well, Pennsylvania's a battleground state. That's where, I mean. He's a member from Georgia now, but he grew up in Pennsylvania. He still has a lot of contacts there. So,
I don't know.
I mean, the last time a VP really made a difference was JFK, when he picked Johnson, and that allowed the Southerners to vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that brought the Southern Democrats in, but still. What do you think? Last thoughts, any news on Hillary? What do you think is going to happen?
You know, this is, just every time you think it can't get any weirder, somebody does something that's just beyond belief. Who knows what that's going to turn out to be?
Well, one thing for sure.
I think Joe Biden ought to be the vice presidential pick for both sides, and he doesn't have to unpack.
There you go. Hey, one thing for sure, we continue to live in America, we continue to live the Chinese curse, don't we?
That's right. Maybe we live in interesting times.
Interesting times. We certainly do. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
And you, sir.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our great members of our Brain Trust. We always like having him on the show. I got to go for this hour. Happy Independence Day, America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.